With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This is day two of jury selection in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Mr. Trump, already under a gag order imposed by the judge, has been ordered not to miss a single day of the proceedings. That means he may miss his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida, along with a Supreme Court hearing on presidential immunity. It's also keeping him off the campaign trail, which Mr. Trump says is one of the key goals of the trial, which he just dismisses as a sham. House Speaker Mike Johnson planning separate votes on foreign aid bills, currently lumped together in a single measure.
We will vote on the Israel aid, on the aid to Ukraine, on the aid to the Indo-Pacific, and then another measure that has our national security priorities included.
But Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is having none of it.
This is such a scam, and people are so done with it.
She says all of that money should, first and foremost, be spent here at home or not spent at all. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel launching a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it considers a military response to last weekend's missile and drone attack. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Jerusalem.
This morning, Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has said he is now leading a political war against Iran. He has written to dozens of countries, urging them to sanction Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And also, we have heard from the military officials as well. Yesterday, the Israeli chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, visited the Nevatim Air Base, which was struck by several Iranian missiles. Israel says it has suffered limited damage, but he took that occasion to say that Israel will respond.
Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 130 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 3 points. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court rules in favor of a Methodist congregation.
Harvest Church in Dothan wants to leave the UMC over the denomination's embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination says, fine, but we get to keep all your property. The church sued and the UMC petitioned to kill the lawsuit. Now the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that the suit can continue. Thousands of congregations have been quitting the UMC in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And the United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere around the globe. The issue especially acute in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S., and a stronghold of conservatism. Most African bishops favor staying in the denomination for now, but other voices are calling for regional conferences to disaffiliate. This is SRN News. A troubled California women's prison will be closing.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons says it's planning to close FCI Dublin, about 21 miles east of Oakland, after an Associated Press investigation exposed rampant staff-on-inmate sexual abuse. At least 8 employees have been charged with sexually abusing inmates. Advocates have called for inmates to be freed from FCI Dublin, which they say is not only plagued by sexual abuse, but also hazardous mold, asbestos, and inadequate health care. John Scott reporting.
They disrupted airport operations, blocked busy interstates, and snarled bridge traffic. Anti-Israel protesters turning out in cities around the country yesterday, including New York, Miami, and San Francisco. The impact of the individual demonstrations appeared to depend on how quickly police were allowed to move in to break them up. In some cases, the response was quick, in others, not so much. More details at SRNnews.com.